You see, there is a common misperception today that success leads to happiness. That the more successful I become, the happier I will become. And this is a misconception.
That's Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, and this is the Depression Detox Show. Welcome back to the Depression Detox Show, where we share ideas and stories to help you live a happier life. I am your host, Malik Josephs. Happy Tuesday. I appreciate connecting with you today as we have Harvard graduate, author, and teacher Tal Ben-Shahar back on the show to talk about the growing field of positive psychology. So first, he's going to share the moment that he knew teaching positive psychology was his calling. And then he's going to discuss why success will never make us happy. Here's Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar. Enjoy.
The second time when I taught this class, which was a good few years ago, I had a little bit of a scare. The semester was about to start and I got sick. Very high temperature, feeling awful. I didn't want to miss the first day of class, so completely drugged, went on, somehow spoke for an hour and a half, and then went home and collapsed. Went to the doctor. It was a Friday morning. Went to the doctor, had some checkups, blood tests and so on, and went back home. Couldn't fall asleep because my whole body was hurting. And then finally, at around 11 p.m., I fell asleep. At midnight, the phone rings. I don't hear the phone, but Tommy picks it up, and as she tells me later, it is our doctor. And the doctor tells Tommy the tests have just come in, and Tal needs to get to the hospital immediately. She said, look, he just fell asleep now. Can he do it in the morning? And the doctor said, no, right now. They're expecting him. She wakes me up. She cannot take me because our baby was asleep. And she orders a cab and literally sends me to the hospital. On the way to the hospital from Cambridge to Boston, I look out the window at the river, at the university, and I can't help but thinking, what if the situation is really so bad and I will have to say goodbye soon? And I ask myself, what would I want to do on a personal level? And of course, it would be to spend as much time as possible with my wonderful family. And then I ask myself, what would I want to do professionally, if I have to say goodbye? And the one answer that came up was I would like to put together a coherent course in positive psychology and to pay it forward. That was the one answer that came up. And today, I want to tell you why. Why it was so important for me to communicate the ideas of positive psychology to others. Why do I think positive psychology matters and is so important? Now, do you want to hear the rest of the story or should I just... So I went to the hospital, had checkups the whole night, and then at around 11 a.m., they told me it was a false alarm. It's just a virus, you'll be fine. And 4 days later, I was standing in front of the class and taught another course in positive psychology. And this is what I want to do right now, more than anything else in the world. Why is positive psychology so important? Why do we need a science of happiness? Positive psychology is a tool that I hope will become a permanent tool in the therapist's toolbox, in the coach's toolbox, in the teacher's toolbox. But it's not a standalone. It's important to understand that positive psychology is not a panacea. It does not solve everything. So positive psychology can be a good add-on to the traditional therapies that we have, the traditional approaches that we have. And that's important to keep in mind. So there are limits to positive psychology. Having said that, without positive psychology, we are inflicting unnecessary, imposing unnecessary limits on how happy we can become, and unnecessary limits on how strong, resilient we can become. Because very often we can prevent mental illness and physical illness when we cultivate the positive. Why do we want to raise people's levels of positive emotions? Well, for one, because it feels good to feel good. Why not, is the real question. But beyond the fact that it feels good to feel good, why is positive psychology so important, so significant? You see, there is a common misperception today that success leads to happiness. That the more successful I become, the happier I will become. And this is a misconception. Let me illustrate this through a study. So this was done by Daniel Gilbert, professor, social psychology at Harvard. His research on effective forecasting. This is one of his experiments. So he went to professors in the most important point of their career, which is just before they were about to hear regarding the tenure decision. Will they get tenured at the university or not? And very often pushed out of the school. And he asked them the following question. He said, if you get tenured, how happy will you be? And they said, well, ecstatic, happier than we'd ever been before, because everything will change. It will no longer be publish or perish. I could do what I'm really passionate about. I could be a lot calmer, less stressed than I have been over the last 15 years trying to get that tenure. What if you don't get that tenure? And they said, well, I'll be devastated because going off to the next university, and it probably won't be as good as the university that I've just been kicked out of. Devastation. But then he went to them 3 months later or 6 months later, and what he found was that just about every person, tenured or not tenured, went back to their levels of well-being that they experienced before the decision. If they were happy before, they were happy after getting tenured or not. If they were unhappy before, regardless of the fact that they got tenured, they were unhappy after. In other words, they experienced this high, and very quickly they went back to their base level of well-being. Let me share with you another story. So my class, when I taught it at Harvard, was the spring semester. And I asked my students, put your hand up if you felt very happy to ecstatic on the 2nd of April when you received your acceptance letter from this university. If you're happy or ecstatic, put your hand up. And just about everyone puts their hand up. And then I asked them to leave their hands up if they thought that they would now be happy for the rest of their lives. And just about everyone kept their hand up. Why? Because I don't need to be stressed anymore. Yes, I was a member of a 3 organization, played varsity sports, and had to get straight A's in order to get in. But now I can finally relax. Now I can begin to enjoy myself. I have made it. So most of them kept their hand up. And then I asked them to keep your hand up if today you're still happy. And just about everyone puts their hand down. We have a misperception, misunderstanding. We believe that success will lead us to happiness, when in fact, what it does, it leads us to a temporary high. And very quickly, we go back to where we were before. Now, positive psychology, the science of happiness, as we'll talk about in this lecture and the next few lectures, is about raising that base level so we can enjoy more happiness. But success in and of itself is not the way.
Big thanks to Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar for stopping by. If you'd like to connect with him, you can go to his website, talbenshahar.com. His Instagram is happiness.studies.academy. And his latest book is entitled Happier, No Matter What, Cultivate Hope, Resilience, and Purpose in Hard Times. And if you'd like to check out the last time that we've had him featured on the show, you can go all the way back to episode number 372. And if you'd like to watch this entire talk, you can go to YouTube and type in Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, speaking.com, leadership speaker. And I'll have all the links to everything that I just mentioned, along with a link to the entire talk, which will be in that show description below if you scroll down at the bottom of the episode. And lastly, before you go, follow me on Instagram at Depression Detox Show so you can see 1 minute reels of inspiration from all your favorite speakers. Just a nice way to see the actual visual to what you're hearing. So, all right, that is a wrap for me. I appreciate you. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So, until then, stay strong. Later.